Skagway Panther boys fell to the Heidelberg Warriors today. It was a good game. Not sure for those of you who didn't hear earlier, but I'm not sure what the final score was, but I think the boys ended up losing by 8. Pretty good game overall. All right, here we go. Both teams are getting ready to take the floor. Starting for the Chieftains, we have number 23, Maria Stewart Sanderson. Number 20, Ashley Hafeen. Number 1, Isabella Rubio. And it looks like number 12 will be jumping. That's Kaya Marvin, 8th grader for Squaw. And Reuben Chieftains. Third for Skagway, we have Carol Whitehead, Haley Jensen, Delaney Rao, Eliza Myers, and Madison Cox. Clock wins the tip, it looks like, but it went back to Skagway and then a quick over on the back call. So, Clock Chieftains will start the game with 3 seconds off the clock with their ball on the sideline heading their way. So, Hafeen takes it up, dribbles over to Isabel Rubio, who goes back to number 23. That's Maria Stewart Sanderson. Senior with a little jumper there in the corner. So quick 2 points for Flock. Haley Jensen brings down to Madison Cox on the right side. Cox goes back over to the middle, gets a good screen from Carol Whitehead. Cox back to Jensen at the top of the key. Whitehead another good screen. Top of the key. Jensen swings to the right side of the floor. Back to Cox. Cox down low to Eliza Myers. Ball's almost stolen and it's wrapped up. That's a quick jump ball. And it's going to stay with the teacher. It's going to go to the key. Skagway won the tip and had a quick turnover there. So scores 2-0, 7:23 to go in the first. And Hafeen brings the ball down for the Chieftains. She passed the left side of the floor over to Isabella Rubio. Rubio into Raven Chafin. Chafin back to Mariah Sanderson. And the ball stolen by Madison Cox. And they get the ball to Haley Jensen, who's pushing the ball to the floor for the Panthers. Jensen over to Cox on the right side of the floor. Cox back to Whitehead, top of the key. Whitehead, dribble drive penetration, shots up. And it's good. Carol Whitehead with a beautiful dribble drive and banks it in for two. Score is 2-2. All tied up. 6:50 to go here in the first. Hafeen over to Maria Stewart Sanderson. Sanderson back to Isabel Rubio, who goes to Raven Chafin, who shoots and scores. So 4-2, 6:30 to play in the first. Block of the lead. Haley Jensen bring the ball to score. Up the court for the Panthers. She picks up the dribble near half court. Finds, looks like Delaney Rao. Over to Madison Cox on the left side of the floor. Cox, 2 dribbles, picks it up. Back to Rao. Rao to Whitehead. Whitehead reverses back over to the right side to Jensen. Jensen, right corner to Cox. Jensen, dribble drive, picks it up. Ooh, and she's looking for Rao. And the ball tipped away and kept alive by the Chieftains. Raven Chafin pushing the break for the Chieftains. And she decides to pull it out and go ahead and set it up. So Ashley Hafeen shoots and doesn't hit the rim. She shot a fairly deep three-pointer there and didn't quite catch anything, so the ball went out of bounds back to the Lady Panthers. Haley Jensen brings the ball to the floor for the Lady Panthers. She dribbles up to the top of the key. Picks up a dribble past the right side to Cox. Cox looking inside to Eliza Myers. Great post move. Nothing there. Kicks it back out to Cox. Ooh, Cox looking for Jensen. The ball stolen by Ashley Hafeen. Hafeen pushing up the left side of the floor. She's running the break. And she's fouled by Carol Whitehead in the layup. Going to the line, shooting two. So with 5:38 left in the first period here, score is 4-2 with the Lady Chiefs in the lead. And Ashley Hafeen, the freshman for the Squaw Chiefs, will be heading to the free throw line to shoot two. First one's up, nothing but net. 5-2, Chiefs with the lead. The first team since the foul of the game, first foul for Skagway. Second shot, up in nothing but net. 6-2, 5:38 to play in the first. Chieftains with the lead. Haley Jensen pushing the ball to the floor for the Panthers. Over to Cox, right side. Cox into Eliza Myers. Shot blocked by Tyon Marvin. And Clock Chieftains are going the other way, pushing the brakes. Ooh, and it looks like Mariah Stewart Sanderson was looking for Raven Chafin there and went off her outstretched fingertips and out of bounds. So turnover Chieftains, ball back to the Panthers. We've got Haley Jensen dribbling the ball up top of the key. She passes to Carol Whitehead. Whitehead back to Jensen. Jensen, 2 dribbles over to Cox on the left side. Ooh, and the ball's knocked away and taken by the Chiefs. We've got Mariah Stewart-Sanderson bringing the ball up the court. She passes to the right side to Hafeen. Hafeen into Chafin. 5:03 left to play in the first. Score is 6-2. Lady Chieftains with the lead. First shot's up, no good. Raven Chieftain lines up for a second. Referee is making sure that all the girls are set. Spot. Second shot is up, and it is no good off the right side of the rim. Rebound Chieftain, though. Rebound Isabella Rubio came down at the rebound, and she finds Taya Marvin. Ooh, who misses the layup, gets her own rebound, puts it back up and in. 2 points for Ty and Marvin, the 8th grade Chieftain. Score 8-2, 4:50 to play in the first. Chieftain is the lead. Jensen bringing the ball to the floor for the Panthers. She kicks it over to, looks like McKenna Rao is in the game now. McKenna back to Madison Cox, dribble stop the key, picks it up. Looking for Haley Jensen again on the right side. Jensen picks up a dribble, looking for help. And Coach Mike Swayze calls a timeout there, a little confusion by the Lady Panthers, but no worries. Looks like a 30-second timeout here called by the Panthers. Score again is 8-2 with 4:31 to play in the first period. Two team fouls on Skagway. Kara Whitehead picks up a quick two, and it looks like when Coach Mike Swayze made the substitution and brought in second Kenna Rao. I'm sorry, Delaney Rao. Delaney and McKenna Rao, both 5'6 juniors, part of the four Lady Panther juniors that we have on the squad. So in for the game for the Panthers, we've got Delaney Rao, Madison Cox, Eliza Myers, Kiara Selmer, and Haley Jensen. So ball's in around the Panthers and then stolen by Ashley Afeen, who dribbles down and lays it up and in. 10-2, Chieftains, 4:20 to play in the first. Haley Jensen bringing the ball up the court for the Panthers. She dribbles to the right side. Looks like Kloak is in man-to-man. Goes inside to Eliza Myers. Myers back to Cox. Cox shoots it up. Ooh, bank. Just off side of the rim. Chieftains come down with the ball. Raven Chieftain pushing the break on the left side. She decides to pull it out. Oh, and they call for a double dribble. Turnover Chieftains. Ball goes back to the Skagway Panthers. 4 minutes to play here in the first. Score is 10-2 with the Lady Chieftains with the lead. Haley Jensen bringing the ball up. She gets a good screen. Madison Cox shovels right up the key. Shoots, ooh, barely off. Rebound Taya Marvin, but Jensen strips her and wraps it up to cause the jump ball. Good hustle there by Haley Jensen. And the ball is going to stay with the Skagway Panthers. We've got Jeff Whitehead checking in for Eliza Myers. Skagway taking the ball out under their own basket. So it's been a stack out of bounds play. Delaney inbounds to Madison Cox. Cox dribbles into the center of the key. Back to Jeff Whitehead. Back out to Delaney. Delaney back to Madison Cox. Top of the key. Cox dribbles to the left side. Dribble penetration. Ooh, great look. Great look. Just off Kiara Selmer's outstretched fingertips. So turnover Skagway Panthers. Ball will go back to the Chieftains. 3:33 to play here in the first. Ashley Afeen, the freshman for Kloak, is bringing the ball up the floor. Skagway's in a matchup zone, it looks like. And they go inside to Tyon Marvin and shoots up no good. Rebound, toss around. Marvin gets her own rebound. Back out to Mariah Sanders, Stuart Sanderson. And she shoots a mid-range jumper up and in. 12-2, Chieftains with the lead. 3 minutes to play here in the first. Jensen brings the ball up the court. Ooh, looks inside for Jess Whitehead. In between her legs, Kara Selmer picks it up, comes away with it, brings it back out. She finds Haley Jensen on the right side of the floor. Jensen to Delaney Rao, who reverses it to the left, back to Kiara. Kiara back to Delaney. Delaney looks inside to Jess Whitehead. Good move, Jess Whitehead. Shots up, no good. Rebound Chieftain. Afeen pushing the ball to the floor. And she's looking for, it looks like Taya Marvin, who shoots the layup up, no good. Rebound is kicked around and tipped out of bounds by Skagway. It'll remain Chieftain's ball under their own basket. They set up in their box out of bounds play. Panthers look like they're in a matchup zone or a 2-3 zone. Afeen inbounds to Marvin. Marvin shoots the layup up and good. Score is 14-2, 2:30 to play here in the first. Jensen pushing the ball four. Oh, and it's stolen by Hafeen. And she's pushing the wide open break. And Haley fouls her on the layup, makes sure she doesn't make it, and she's going to send Ashley Hafeen to the line. That's the third team foul on the Panthers and the first for Haley Jensen. So Ashley Hafeen with the steal and is now heading to the free throw line. Her first shot is up, just off the back of the rim. 14-2, Lady Chieftains with the lead, 2:24 to play here in the first. Ashley's second free throw is up and rattles out. Rebound, Jess Whitehead, which is then tipped around and looks like knocked out of bounds by the Lady Chieftains, so rebound will stay with Skagway. Jensen bringing the ball up the floor for the Panthers. She goes up the center of the court, walking the ball up the court. She gets a double screen, picks up her dribble, passes Delaney around the right side, Rao, a couple of dribbles. Ooh, ball stolen again by Hafeen, who falls on the floor and kicks it out to Mariah Stewart-Sanderson. And she goes back to Hafeen at top of the key. Hafeen back to Sanderson. Sanderson, long two-pointer up off the back of the rim. Rebound, Haley Jensen. Jensen pushing the ball up the floor for the Panthers on the right side. She's got Madison Cox on her right side. She finds Cox. Cox back to Jensen. Jensen shot fake back to Cox. Cox, dribble exchange over top of the key. She finds Kara Selmer. Selmer, good post move, or good dribble penetration, picks up a dribble. Ooh, and looking for Delaney Rao, the ball is stolen by Mariah Stewart-Sanderson. They get over to Hafeen. She pushes it up the left side of the floor, and she shoots a right-handed layup from the left side, up and good. 16-2, 1:20 to play here in the first with the Lady Chieftains with the lead. Haley Jensen picks up a dribble atop the key. She finds Madison Cox over on the right side. Cox reverses. And looks inside for Jess Whitehead, and it looks like we've got a foul. It looks like a 12-white Ty Marvin attempt for a steal foul, the Skagway Panther, and that is Kowak's first team foul, and Taya Marvin, excuse me, that's her first of the game. Skagway inbound to, it looks like he's got McKenna Rao in. McKenna back to Eliza Myers, Eliza up to Jensen, Jensen back to McKenna, and then over to Delaney, and Delaney, great move, but just didn't quite get the ball down quick enough, and she's called for a travel. So again, we got 59 seconds to play here in the first, score is 16-2, Chieftains commanding the lead, and Hafeen brings it up, high post entry to Raven Chafin, who finds Mariah Sanderson, Stewart Sanderson cutting to the basket, senior to senior play there, quick 2 points for the Walk Chieftains, 18-2. Chieftains lead. Skagway brings down. And Jensen finds McKenna Rao, who pump fake, goes to the rim, and she's fouled. So it looks like McKenna Rao will be heading to the line to shoot two. 40 seconds to play here in the first, 18-2. Chieftains is lead. McKenna lines up for her first free throw. Shot is up. Ooh, just off the back of the rim. And a second free throw is, oop, that's up off the back of the rim. And there was a line violation. Took the referees a minute to call that, but a lane violation on Mariah Stewart-Sanderson entered the lane a little bit early. Okay, I'll get a chance to put one of these free throws in. That's the line for a third free throw. That shot is up and off the back of the rim. Rebound Eliza Myers. She puts it up just off the back of the glass. No good. Rebound Ashley Hafeen. Hafeen pushes it down. She finds Taya Marvin. Up and ball just barely rolls out. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds by the Skagway Panthers. Going to stay with the Chieftains. They set up in their box out of bounds play. Hafeen inbound on the ball. She finds Isabella Rubio, who's over to Mariah Stewart-Sanderson. Back to Hafeen. Hafeen, three-pointers up and good. Freshman for Kowak. Drains a three from the left side of the floor there. 21-2, 14 seconds play in the half. Ooh, and Hafeen with a quick steal on Haley Jensen, and she's going all the way, and she puts the left-hand layup up and in. So 23-2, 6 seconds to go here. Haley Jensen bringing it up, 3, 2, One shot is up. Ooh! And almost banked it in from Steph Curry range, but no good. So at the end of the first, we've got the Lady Chieftains leading the Lady Panthers 23-2. Two team fouls on the Chieftains and three team fouls on the Lady Panthers. Lady Panthers have been playing, it looks like, a matchup 2-3 zone. Chieftains, I believe, are in man. And both teams playing pretty hard here tonight. A lot of on-ball pressure from the Quok Chieftains to start the first quarter there, the first half. They're really definitely pressuring the ball handlers who are bringing the balls up the court and denying those passing lanes whenever the dribble is picked up. So Coach Mike Sweezy down there making some adjustments. Looks like he might have some substitutions coming in. We'll see who starts the second quarter here.